Just tell me a little bit about your aunt. What was she like?
Gentle, caring, loving. She was there. My dad when I was 15. And my mother died when I was 15. She took over. Mm-hmm. I was in school. I had about a 7-year-old sister and a newborn brother.
Wow.
And she took care of my brother while I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
Just anything. She was just like a mother to me.
When her mother died, Jewel became her second mother until we married.
And did she have any kids of her own? Was she married?
Two boys.
She had two boys.
She was married and had two children, and her mother lived with her.
Does she have anybody living with her then when that happened, or was she?
No, her husband was in a nursing home, and she wouldn't live with anyone. She was very stubborn, if she wanted to be.
You meet them doing people right and not doing anything wrong. She was really strong-minded about that.
If
people needed help, she was there to help them.
If she thought we were doing wrong, she was the first to straighten us out.
Who was the last person who saw her before the incident?
We don't really know.
You're not sure?
I just know her son found her. He was fine when he left her the night before. You know, you always go and make sure he took the medicine. Mm-hmm. He was ready for the bed.
And how old was she?
She was 71 when she died.
Getting tired, you know.
Sure.
I mean, the crime occurred 20 years ago. And it took him 15 years to find out who done it. And that was by an accident, I understand. So, people that can't even, you know, we're not going to be alive. I'm 84 now,
mm-hmm.
and she's pushing 80, so we want something. We want a closure to this. If there is such a thing as a closure, I don't know if there is.
They tell us they're guilty, but we want to see for ourselves. We want to try
it. Let me give you a little background on why it wound up like it did.
Okay.
We here in this county, part of the first circuit court. There's different circuits in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the prosecuting attorney had somebody in his office that had defended one of the two people that are charged. So they took it to the second court, and that's in Tallahassee. And Willie Mays is the same as our Bill Edens is here. He's the same down there. He's mm-hmm. a prosecuting attorney, elected. And we went to see him. We knew the evidence was here. The two guys that got the evidence and wanted to take it before a grand jury, they just seemed couldn't get nowhere with it. So we went, her and I did, and went to Gaston County, to mm-hmm. Quincy, and talked with Willie Mays and a guy by the name of Frank Lowry, I believe, or Frank something. He's now a county judge down there. He was assistant prosecuting attorney. We had a 3-hour meeting with them about, look, the evidence we think, so we know what kind of evidence it is. So finally they took it to the grand jury and immediately they charged the two people with murder. And there was a third person involved that didn't get in charge. And so in the meantime, the chemist guy was charged with a crime in Santa Rosa County and was convicted. And as you know, it went to appellate court. And it keeps continuing and continuing and continuing. Well, every time it continues, any witness that they had, they're dying off fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want it to get to a point where there ain't no witnesses, and it will if they keep continuing. Now, this is not nothing to do with the prosecuting attorney's office, either one, but either it's the appellate court that keeps putting it off. And that's where we need to put some pressure on.
That's the one we want to use.